Hey, this is Sam again.
Yeah, Sam. Is this a lot better or still same thing?
I think, yeah, it's still the same, but it's okay. We'll work through it.
I really apologize.
No,
yeah.
It's okay. I don't know if it's either one of our issues,
yes,
but I'm not sure.
But I mean, I'm not hearing anything though. Like, it's just totally
okay.
Really, really okay on my end. So
right.
I'm not really sure why it's going on, but definitely I've heard that before, and I know how it feels, you know. So
no problem.
But yes, okay. Well, I hope we could, you know. I mean, let's just go over it and yeah, maybe
sure,
check on
that's
it later
fine.
On.
It's not too bad, but I think we left off. I was asking a question about the phone, so
oh.
I want to change the office line, the main business line.
Mm-hmm.
That you see on Google Ads. Let me get you that number real quick.
Okay, hold on. So what you mean to say is that we will be keeping the call tracking, but direct the call to the office line?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. So
the
number that's listed on Google, my Google business profile right now, is
yeah.
My personal. It's that.
The 8149.
Yeah, 8149. I don't want
okay.
to leave that. I don't want to advertise that on Google.
All right. But actually, what's going to happen with a call tracking number is, just to give you a heads up, it's a
mm-hmm.
call tracking number that we will be promoting. So for the Google Business Profile, we will be updating it to the 864-477-5044. However, when potential customers call that phone number, it's your personal line that's going to ring. So it's not going to show online. What's going to show is the number ending in 54044. And then it goes to your phone directly. But if you want
okay.
to update it, that's okay.
Yeah, because the number I'm calling you on, or we're talking on, is my personal
yep.
number, and I don't want to get calls directed to this number because I have a CSR and I want her to answer
oh.
the phone.
Okay,
fine.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I don't want to be like bombarded with customers. I have a CSR for that.
Okay.
Answer.
I understand. No worries,
yeah.
No worries at all. Yeah.
Just that
okay.
way, hey, I totally understand the tracking deal
mm-hmm.
with the tracking number, but if we can get those routed to the main office line, that would be great.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that. But, of course, I mean, if you give me the phone number right now, it's gonna happen. Not going to happen right now. I would have to request for it to reroute the calls to your office line. Okay, but that should be fixed within 24 hours.
That's fine.
Okay, can I have the phone number?
Yes, it's 864
310-1233. Okay, again, that's 864-310-1233.
Yes, ma'am, that's the main office line for the business. And then the tracking number that you mentioned can be a different number on Google, but it'll be routed to that office line.
You got it correct, yes. So we're
going
to do.
Sweet.
Okay. All right. Now, aside from that, too, I don't see here a website. Correct?
No,
need to create
I don't
one?
Have a web. Yeah. I actually talked to Amy about creating a website.
Mm-hmm.
You got a website for me? My branding is just about done, so I'll be able to give you guys a logo and the truck wrap and everything, the truck design, so you'll be able to use that as a template to start
mm-hmm.
building out the website.
Oh, for sure. Yep, that'll be perfect. But first, I mean, the first thing we need to do here is to get your domain, okay?
Sure.
So we'll be getting your domain, and that we will be trying to keep it specific to your business name. That's one good characteristic of a domain name. Unfortunately,
yeah.
I did check for Southern Fried Plumbing. It's not available for a .com. However, it's available in .net.
Okay, so I have a solution here for you.
Okay.
One second. I'm pulling this up now. My branding company came up with a domain name that I believe would work perfectly. You just add the call in front of the business name, so it would be callsouthernfried.com.
Okay, like call, the word call, C-A-L-L?
Yes, C-A-L-L, S-U, you know, callsouthernfried.com.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's actually a marketing strategy as well, because if you have it as a, if you have the word call in front of the website, on the website itself, it has the connotation of, like, you know, the invitation to actually make
your
phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it helps two ways.
Okay, yeah. And it's totally okay. I mean, as long as Southern Fried, still the part of the business name is in there, that would be good. So call southernfried.com, right? There's no plumbing word on it?
Yeah, so it'd be call southernfried.com. No plumbing.
Yep. And certainly that one's available. So we could definitely get callsouthernfried.com. Okay? But just to give you a heads up as well, Samson, that if ever you are to discontinue services with us and you want to own the domain's going to be available at $99.
That's okay. That's fine.
All right. I'll get that for you. And that is where we're going to be building the website.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yep, callsouthernfried.com. Yep.
Yes. Now, aside from that, too, the email address that we do have in here, that is harrissampson90@gmail.com, correct?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, all you have to do is to make sure that you do check your email often, as we're going to be sending you updates directly to your email. Okay? These are updates. Okay. Aside from that, too, the next step, let's just go over your keywords. Now, when we do say keywords, these are actually the services that your consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. And as far as what I do see here, of course, you're a plumber. You offer plumbing services.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do have here a set of keywords that are most relevant to your business, and that's for sure. These are really good keywords, as they're based on research. However, if you do hear anything that you don't do, or if you want to add or remove any of these keywords, just please let us know, and we'll take care of it for you.
Okay.
Okay. So the keywords that we do have here, we've got plumbing. Again, we have plumber, water heaters, softener systems, repiping, water softening, water heater installation, toilet repair, tankless water heater, bathtub repair, leak repair, copper repiping, PEX plumbing, PEX water lines, drain repair, drain cleaning. Are those correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anything you want to add, maybe?
That covers most of it. Let's
see here. Okay. Do you want to take some time to go over it?
Yeah, can I always add services later?
Oh, for sure, yes, that's correct. Yes, okay. You can always do that. And don't worry, I know it's going to be different when you just heard it from me, apart from you really seeing the list. We will be sending you an email with all these keywords that we just went over. So if ever you do find the need for necessary changes, just please respond to the email with the proper adjustments. Okay?
Okay, that's perfect. Sounds great.
Okay. And by the way, too, going back to the call tracking, just to give you a heads up, we do have, I know you have a CSR, but we do have an optional product that you can associate with this. So this is what we call a call tracking greeting. Now, what happens here, Samson, is we do hire professional voice actors or actresses to do the greeting for you. For example, that is going to sound like, hi, thank you for calling Southern Fried Plumbing. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are an existing customer, or please press 2 if you are a new customer. And with that option, you also get to select either a female voice or a male voice. Now, the call tracking greeting does have a one-time setup fee of $19, but that's just one time, and for sure is enough to get that impression from your potential clients that this is a trusted business.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do it.
All right, but do you want to get a female voice or a male voice?
Female, please.
Okay. We'll do that female voice. And again, going back, I would want to go over a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. Is there anything unique about your business? Like anything that you think sets you apart from your competitors?
Sure. Well, we specialize in service, so we're not, I mean, of course, a lot of companies provide good service out there, but we are 100% standing behind our work. We provide quality service, and we always honor our warranties. So we're okay. As soon as you call, very customer-oriented, very, answering the calls, calling them back about any issues they have, just making sure they're completely satisfied
mm-hmm.
with the service and with any recalls we would have or any questions or concerns that the customer has.
All right, sure. That'll be cool. So I've added those in here, but how about free estimates? Do you offer that?
We don't. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Not a problem. So you don't do free estimates. How about discounts? Do you have discounts right now? Promotion?
Yes. Yeah, we do military discounts, first responders, and like senior citizen discounts.
Okay. Seniors, military, and then
first responders.
Okay.
Yep. Police, that sort of thing.
Yeah, police, like medical?
Yes, ma'am, medical as well.
Okay. All right. How about your prices, too? How would you like to describe it? Are they affordable and competitive? Fair and competitive? Reasonable prices? Best prices?
I would say definitely competitive.
Okay.
I would say, I don't know how to describe that right now. Competitive would be sufficient,
okay.
I think.
Sure, no worries. We'll go for competitive. I know it's kind of hard to describe pricing as well because it really depends on, both you and your customers. But, yes, competitive prices would work. I would also want to check if this is a family-owned or a locally owned and operated business.
It's locally owned. Well, I don't know. I guess it's family.
Both.
Yeah.
Is it both?
Well, yeah, it is actually both, yeah.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah, we can do that. Both family and a locally owned and operated business. But how mm-hmm. about this? These are what we're going to be using as your business uniqueness. So, of course, you offer discounts to seniors and military and first responders. Of course, you specialize in deployment. Industry or plumbing services. You offer warranties. You're very customer-oriented. You got competitive prices. We will also be adding that you do provide superior service. You offer
mm-hmm.
quality work. You cater to customers' needs. You are responsible, reliable, timely, honest, careful, professional, friendly, confidential, clean, fast, and efficient. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. And then also... Okay. Also, I am a veteran, so you can put down that it's a veteran.
Yeah, veteran-owned and operated as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much. And how about a mission statement? Do you have one?
I don't currently, no.
But this is a must, actually. This is like, I would say, a mandatory information. This is something that we do highly recommend to be put on the website.
Sure, sure. No, I totally understand. Let's see here.
Yeah.
Can I just email you back?
Yeah, you can. Or for now, this is what we're going to do. We do have your, I would say we call them standard mission statements, so we can use it for now. Now, at any point, please go ahead and update it according to, like, I would say, your own mission statement. The more personalized it is, the better, of course. Is that okay?
Yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
Use one for now. And then temporarily, again, at any point, please go ahead and update it.
Okay, I will.
Okay. So for now, we will just keep it short. Short and simple, but definitely is a good one. It says that Southern Fry Plumbing, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Is that okay?
Sure. That's fine. Yeah, that'll do for now.
How about a tagline or a slogan? Do you have anything?
Yeah.
You know, short, catchy?
Yeah. It was just going to be something simple. So it's going to say service you can count on the truck
sure.
and everything.
Service you can count on. All right. Cool. Okay. Now, when it comes to your business, too, how many years have you been in business? Or I would say, when did you establish your business?
2022. January 20th.
Okay. I'm sorry, yes? 2022 and?
Yes. And then, well, no, that's it. We started it in January of 2020.
Okay, cool. Like the really, you know, first thing on 2022. But how about the years of experience you have?
Yeah, so I have about 7 years experience just for myself.
70?
Did I
hear that right? Okay.
No.
All right. I was like, oh, you don't sound that old. Why do you say 70?
I'm not that old.
My apologies, but yes, I'm going to put in here 7 years of services. But how about your team, too? Do you have a team working with you?
Yeah.
Do they have their own set of, like, experience or?
Yeah, so my service technician has almost 3 years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
My CSR has just started. You know, she doesn't have any plumbing experience.
Okay. No worries at all. Of course, CSR is going to be there, answer questions, attend to queries, concerns, but we'll focus more on the service, the services, or the service provider. So service technician and you. You is going to be 7 years. Your service technician is about almost 3 years. Total of 10 years of combined experience. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, but how about your business? Like, of course, we went over those who had experiences, so that means there is about 3 people that helped you out on your experience on your business, or is there any other?
That's it.
Okay, cool. So that's 3. And don't worry, this is something that we do not disclose online. It's only for your reference or
okay.
for our reference. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, too, do you work for commercial, residential, or both?
Both.
Both. And also, let me see here. The hours of your operation, it says here, it's going to be 24/7 Mondays through Fridays. But how about weekends? Are you closed on weekends?
Yes, we are closed on weekends. We do, of course, we're honoring our warranty. So if a customer calls in with a recall on something we did, we obviously would take care of that.
Mm-hmm. So that's for reason we're closed on weekends, but you still accept calls?
We do accept calls, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We accept calls 24/7, but mm-hmm. we do not always do
work.
The calls 24/7, right. We would schedule it out for, say if they call in on Sunday, we would schedule it for Monday. So we do take calls 24/7. We just are not, our operating hours are from Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30.
All right, for sure. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. So again, working hours 24/7, Mondays through Fridays, closed on weekends, but still accept calls. Like, of course, I would say service calls, but not really do work on weekends, right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. And aside from that, too, how about the payments? I do see here cash checks, ACH bank transfers, and cards, both credit and debit cards. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. Any other payment method that you do accept?
Not currently.
PayPal? Okay. Cool.
Not currently.
But, of course, at any point, they do want to expand to give, more options to potential customers in terms of payment. Just make sure you let us know.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. And also, are you licensed and insured?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. Do you have your license number with you?
Yes. Okay.
So, by the way, too, I noticed one thing in here. This is a note from Amy regarding the website. It says here that you wanted to mimic a specific website, which is PoseidonPlumbingNC.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good thing I did catch it. So, yes, I'll make sure I send that to our website team. Don't worry. Our website is really good. It's highly personalized, and I would say optimized, and it can be customized as well. So we can definitely take care of that. I'll send this to our website team. Okay?
Okay. Great.
Okay. So, yes, how about the license number?
Yeah. So it's M, as in Mike.
Okay.
And then 116, mm-hmm. 133.
116133, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. It's a good one. It's really easy. 116133. All right. But still, though I have your license number, I would still recommend you attend to the email that Amy sent. It says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. If it's already, I would say, covered with a lot of emails, I'm going to resend it to you so it goes on top of your email list. This is something that would ask pictures for business documents. There's a list in this email, so check out on the list. If you could provide all of those that are on the list, please do so. That's perfect. If not, provide as much as you can. But, of course, one very important thing here is since you're doing DBA, just show us, a business document that does provide Southern Fried Plumbing as your DBA, plus the address. You know, your home address or the address of the business, that would be mm-hmm. perfect. We'll be providing it to Google for verification purposes in case they would ask for business documents. Okay?
Yes. I have the articles of amendment from the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
Will that be sufficient?
Yeah, sure. Provide us the documents that you have in there, and then we'll forward it to Google.
Okay. Sweet.
Okay, especially that we will be updating your Google business profile because, as per our conversation and as per the notes that I have here, you have a Google business profile, but it's under the legal name, so you want to update it to the DBA, which is Southern Fried Plumbing, especially since we're doing that. Google might require business documents. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, so that's what we're going to do. We'll be expecting that. I resent you the email. So just please check it out later on. I'll be putting that in here. Okay. And aside from that, too, again, of course, as we mentioned, you have a Google business profile. And that should be under Liberty Plumbing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have access to it now?
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
Okay. Yeah, because I would be needing you to add us to it as a manager so we can manage it from there, take over, and then update with the business name and, of course, at the same time, the call tracking.
Okay, let's see here. I'm in the Google. I'm in my business profile now on my phone. Let's see.
Okay. What do you see? Can you describe it to me?
Yeah. So I see Liberty Plumbing Solutions. I see the.
Do you see the statement your business on Google?
Business profile. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see business profile, and then it should say your business on Google.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Now, besides your business on Google, do you see there are three dots? It's either vertically or horizontally aligned.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay.
Business
cool.
profile set, add label,
you
download off.
Got it correct. Yes, you're on the right track. So, business profile settings, again, I think that would be people and access. And then, yes, you got it correct.
Admin.
No. Mm-hmm. So please add it, you know, add us to it. It's going to ask for a name or an email. Just type in 552.
Okay.
554.
Okay.
6200. A pop-up should appear local / listings.
Okay. I have 552-554-6200.
Yes. Did a pop-up appear?
It doesn't say local splash, but I'm going to, let's see here.
Can you put, like, a space after 6200?
I think so. 552-554-6200.
No, 6200 and then space.
Okay. No, it's not coming up. I mean, it's... I can still click on this number here. It says access, select which role you'd like to grant this person to manage this business.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can give it a try, though. However, if I'm not receiving your invite, most likely you need to do it using your computer.
Okay, let's see.
Just how many ones you're done so I can check if the invite came in.
Okay.
Were you able to do it?
Yeah, I'm up right now on my desktop.
Oh, you're trying to do it. Okay, yeah. Because sometimes, it's all the time. It's a regular website or, like, the full website that does have all those options, especially that we are adding, or you are adding an agency number. So that should allow you to pull up our agency, which is, you know, with the use of that number.
Yep. Now pull up local / listings, business profile group. Add. I just added you. Okay.
Thank you so much for that. So, all good. If you've added us, I'll go ahead and make sure that our Google team accepts it. Yep. Okay. It's in Liberty Plumbing Solutions, LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And aside from that, too, because I'm looking at your Google business profile right now. Is this you on the picture? You,
yep.
And at the back side of, you know, at your back is, like, I'm thinking this is your company van.
I need to change it.
No, it's okay. Not a problem. It's totally okay. As long as you got personalized pictures, Google loves it. You know, as long as there shouldn't be, like I would say, stock photos maybe, Google loves it like that.
Yeah.
They prefer personalized photos. So, all good. And you look good too, so don't worry.
Is it?
Yeah, like you kind of have taken a selfie, but it's just,
more. I need to be more professional, though.
No worries at all. You got, I would say, other photos here. You got about 29, and
yeah,
it's just showcasing a lot of your work.
Mhm.
Yeah. So totally okay. Totally cool with this. Okay. And by the way, too, this is what we noticed on your Google Business profile. These are your targeted areas. Correct us if this is wrong or if you may want to add more. I got in here Greenville, Spartanburg, and Welford. Are those the three areas that you focus on, or do you want to add more areas?
Definitely want to add more, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, can we have these areas you want to target?
Sure, sure. Absolutely. I can probably, I haven't looked at my profile in a little while. I can probably add more locations
okay.
to my.
Yes, but don't worry, we'll do that. Since we already have access, we'll update it to all the areas you want to target. So can you name us the areas that you want to target?
Sure. Let's do Lyman, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So L-Y-M-A-N.
Okay.
Inman. I-N-M-A-N.
Okay.
Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N.
All right. Yep.
Let's see. Daphne, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y.
I'm sorry, that's Gaffney or Daphne?
Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y.
Okay. What else?
Let's see here. Simpsonville, S-I-M.
Okay, Simpsonville.
S-O-N, yeah, Bill, you probably found it already. Let's see here. Traveler's Rest, the way it sounds.
I'm sorry, that is Traveler's
yeah.
Rest?
Travelers, and then rest
oh.
is another, two separate words, Traveler's
okay.
Rest.
Okay, all right, Traveler's Rest, what else?
Union, South Carolina.
Okay.
And then Jonesville.
Okay. Anything else?
That's probably fine for now.
Okay. Thank you so much. So I got in here Greenville, Spartanburg, Welford, Lyman, Inman, Duncan, Daphne, Simpsonville, Traveler's Rest, Union, and Jonesville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll definitely make sure we target these areas. And, of course, you could always add more to it. Just please take note that Google, your Google Business Profile will only allow up to 20, okay? So 20
okay.
areas, either 20 cities, 20 zip codes, or 20 counties.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
Okay. And, of course, have you heard of the Google Business Profile messaging?
I think I have, yes.
Okay. Now, just in case you might have missed this on your profile, this is something that allows your customers to message you directly through the Google Business Profile. This is, of course, a great way to connect with your customers and answer their questions easily, as well as improving your Google Business Profile strength. The best of all, it's completely free to use. Is this something you want to turn on?
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry. We'll turn that on in case it's currently turned off on your Google Business Profile. Apart from, yes, the messages coming in from your customers, I would say Google at one point requires this to be turned on for a good profile strength.
Okay. Yeah, right. we can go ahead and turn it on.
Yes, but please take care of this option because when Google, if for example, you do keep on getting messages from potential customers and Google detects that you're not responding, they're going to go ahead and turn it off. Okay, but anyway, you could always, toggle it on and off just that if you're not responding, they would have it turned off.
Okay, so let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
If we're supposed to be messaging customers back, and I
mm-hmm.
designate my CSR to do the messaging.
Yes.
Okay, so do I need to add another phone or another user or the manager or something?
That's a very good question. I would say if your CSR is using your credentials as the owner, then you don't need to, like, add anybody else. But if your CSR is going to use a different email, like, for example, her work email maybe, her current email, then, yes, you might have to add her as a manager. But the manager access would already work for it. She doesn't have to be added as, you know, as the owner or anything. Just manager.
Okay. Sure. Let me ask you this, too, then. Where will I be seeing the messages show up? Are they linked to the phone?
It's not going to be through a phone number or anything. It'll be directly through the Google Business Profile. So if you go to your Google Business Profile, you're going to see their options. One of it would be the messages section.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a look into your computer now, you're going to see that. Hold on, let me just show that to you. So if you go to your business, you go ahead and see your profile, right? If you go ahead and see your profile, below your business on Google, the statement, you're going to see their options. Edit profile, read reviews, messages, add photo, performance, advertise. So all those you will be getting below your business on Google. So you just have to go to the messages section. That's where you're going to be able to, like, work on the messages.
I see. So what – remind me one more time. So Google wants you to answer these messages, within a – or
I would say within a 24-hour time frame is the best turnaround when it comes to communicating with your potential customers through messages. Yeah, within 24 hours.
Okay, so you pretty much have to be back on your computer, to answer these.
Yeah, I would say so, yes. But it's always, it's going to be a really good practice to keep checking, the Google Business Profile at the same time to see the messages.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, when it comes to messages, there should be a notification, so, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, no problem. That's fine.
Okay, let's put that in here. Okay, cool. So we'll turn that on. And again, don't worry. Don't really feel pressured about it. You got a CSR. She's going to take care of it, I know for sure. And it's just more of like giving your potential customers a lot of platforms to really communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
So giving them a lot of ways to communicate with you would result in them contacting you or working things out with you, whichever they prefer or whichever they most likely feel comfortable with. So if they don't feel comfortable about sending you, like giving you a call, they could just ask you questions first before the call. So there's just a lot of ways, and putting in a lot of ways is a good thing.
Sure. No, I totally understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. So we're all good with the Google Business Profile messaging. And, of course, how about Yelp? So we will be talking about Yelp page now. Do you have a Yelp listing?
I don't. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If that is the case, do you wish for us to create a new page, a new Yelp page?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. And don't worry, this is included in your package. No additional cost. We'll mainly promote you in Yelp.
Great.
Okay. How about Facebook? I do see you're included in your package is $100 worth of Facebook ads that we need to run. And I do see your Yelp page from Amy. But, of course, it's under Liberty Plumbing as well. Liberty Plumbing Solutions, LLC.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so the Facebook page is still, I do have a Facebook page. I do have an Instagram handle.
Mm-hmm.
They're under the old business name, Liberty Plumbing Solutions.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm completely finished with my branding, I'm going to actually be rolling that out, getting new, either changing my handle, my whatever, or just creating a brand new business page. So once I do that, can I will I can send you that URL and or whatever. whatever, give you access to Facebook page.
Okay.
Or how?
Yeah, sure.
But
actually, you could either have us create a new Facebook page, or if you want to go ahead and create yourself after your branding has been completed, that's an option for you to do so as well. However, we will wait for you to give us access because we need to run ads.
That's fine. Sure. Yeah, I anticipate having my branding done and a new Facebook page created in about a week.
Cool.
Then I can guys the access of getting on to that and start advertising.
Okay, so I'll just put notes in here. You'll be creating a new one, and you'll be giving us access to it once it's done. But for now, what I'm going to do is I'll send you an email with a detailed step-by-step process of how you can give us access to it. This
okay.
is going to contain new videos as well, so like a video tutorial on how you can do the process in case you cannot, like, you know, in cases where the steps are not sufficient, like, for example, you really need something visual, so you can refer to the video. Okay, there's a link.
Okay.
There's actually links to this email for the video tutorial.
Okay,
and
great.
Again, just please take notes as we will be running ads. That's a good thing you mentioned to me. It's going to be done in a week. But please expect that if we're going to be doing like the ads, we will only be able to take care of it after you've added us, so there would be a delay on it. Okay?
Sure,
anyway.
Yep.
The good thing about Facebook ads is the budget doesn't get lost. For example, the budget, the $100, is not fully consumed within the month because of the delay. It gets added to the next month.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And since we are already in the call, we wanted to go over the Facebook ad specifics. We wanted to know what your targets would be. Do we have the same areas that we mentioned earlier, or do you have a specific target for Facebook?
I guess it's the same area as what's on the Google profile. Just all those
okay.
same services.
All right. So same areas, same target areas. But how about pictures or images you want to be used in creating a Facebook ad campaign? Do you have pictures you want to use?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Please forward it to us. Make sure that you note that those are for Facebook ads. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, honestly, the pictures, most of the pictures are going to be used on all the sites. You know, Google, Facebook, Instagram, probably Yelp, whatever. I'm not even very familiar with Yelp. I don't know how,
mm-hmm.
if it's the same, how it works the same as Google. But anyway, same marketing photos are probably going to be used throughout all the different media. So I'll be able to give you guys some pictures as we go, so.
Okay, yeah, that's correct. Whenever you do complete a job, it's highly recommended you take pictures and then you send it to us. So we get things
mm-hmm.
updated from time to time, and Google loves it too. Google loves it when there's, I would say, kind of like an activity, like
right.
updating the pictures that would show or that would give them the impression that the business is ongoing, you're getting clients, you're uploading pictures, you complete jobs. They love it, and it helps in optimization.
Sure.
In all aspects, actually.
Sure, I totally understand.
Okay. So we'll be expecting pictures by then. And also at the same time, how about your call to action? Is it going to be calls, messages, or website visits?
So, yeah, call. Call would
okay.
be, and now are you on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. These are going to
yeah.
go directly to your phone. You know, to your CSR as well, because for Facebook, once you've given us access, we will update it to the call tracking as well.
Yeah, I prefer the customers calling in.
Okay, sure. And also at the same time, you mentioned to her earlier you got an Instagram page. If you do create an Instagram too, under the DBA, and you link the Facebook and the Instagram page, we can run ads in both Facebook and Instagram. Is that something you want to do?
Yes, I definitely want to do that.
Okay. Again, just make sure you link them both. Unfortunately, we cannot run it if it's not linked, and you need to link it on your end because it would require access, like the credentials, username and password, and we don't want to ask for credentials on your Facebook because that's going to be your profile or personal profile. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay. And of course, specific requests on the ads, we can always cater that. Just make sure you let us know ahead of time so we can create it and push the ad live.
Okay. Great.
Okay. I've also noticed in here, I've seen your messages. So regarding the application to your Google Guarantee, were you able to complete it?
I was not. No, ma'am. No, I was working all day yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, you mean, I think that was the reason why we weren't able to complete this onboarding as well. But don't worry. Please make sure you complete it the earliest time. Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And by the way, too, I know you got a lot of products in here, but just to give you a heads up, we do have other products as well that you might be interested in moving forwards. I would say these are highly recommended products, and these are products you can opt into at any point. Okay? So
okay.
Whatever you feel the need of these products to be added into your business, just let us know. First, we do have what we call Workspace. Have you heard of Google Workspace?
I think I have, yes.
Okay, so it's actually the email system, the business email system. So
okay.
What happens here is that we create you an email that is branding your business name as well, or like the domains. For example, you get emails like, let's say, samson@callsouthernfry.com. or info@callsouthernfry.com, depending, of course, on your preference. Okay.
Sure.
So what comes with it? Yeah?
Yeah. I definitely want that.
Yes. But I'm sorry, but what comes with it is actually yes, apart from the email, is, of course, the access to other products in the workspace, too. Like, you get up to 30 gigabyte of cloud storage. Of course, there's the store invoices or photos of your work, anything related to your business, or however you want to use the drive, the online drive, that will be perfect. Plus, it does include an integrated calendar.
Okay,
so you can actually use a calendar and schedule appointments there. You can have your CSR schedule the appointments that she gets from the phone calls using the calendar. So that's how the Google Workspace works. Just
okay.
To give you a heads up for the Workspace, it does include, it actually comes with a price, so it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 and then a monthly fee of $19 moving forward. So one-time $99, that already includes the first month of having the Workspace, and then for the succeeding months, it's going to be $19 per month.
Okay. Could you guys start that right away, or?
Yes, once you actually want to go ahead and do that, what we're going to do is we will set that up. We'll have our, I would say, Google Workspace specialist take care of it. I could perhaps request for it to be expedited, and then we're going to go ahead and set up the Workspace for you. You'll be sent the credentials from there for you to use it. Okay?
That's fine.
But what would be, if you go for it, by the way, just to give you a heads up as well, it's going to be just one inbox. Okay? However, if you do want to create different inboxes, like for the team, it's going to be $19 per inbox. My apologies. But it doesn't charge you any setup fee anymore. So the setup fee will only be just one, and then $19 per inbox.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's kind of like, I totally know what you mean. If there's five employees, then one gets five, and each one gets an inbox, so it costs about $100 a month.
No, not at all. Not $100 a month. It's going to be $19 per inbox. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, correct. I oh my gosh, I wasn't able to do the math, but yes. Okay. Yeah, you mentioned five employees, $19 each, so that should be about $95 per month.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But there should only be just a one-time setup fee for all of it. Like, for example, one-time $99 to set all those, you know, to set all those up. And then from there, it's going to be $19 per inbox.
Okay. No, I understand. That makes sense.
Okay. If you want to go for it, do you what user would you like to have?
It would definitely be me first. So put here. Just do.
Should we go for Samson?
Yeah, just do. At call7fried.com.
Okay, so we'll do this one first, right? At any point, if you want to add a new inbox, you could always do that.
Okay.
Okay. We could also associate an alias for your business, too, because, you know, you're going to see there your name is in there, Samson at callsouthernfry.com. Like, we could also use an alias for it, like, maybe contact@callsouthernfry.com. However, it's going to go to your inbox. So it's just an alias for, you know, for maybe to be put on the website, maybe, or any other, just in case you want.
Yeah, so I'll probably be getting more inboxes for, like, my CSR and my technician.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Samson@callsouthernfry.com should be fine.
All right, sure. So we'll focus for now on Samson@callsouthernfry.com. And we will be running the card, because I got here two charges already, the $19 one time for the call tracking greeting, and this one too, the $99 one time for the workspace.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, these are all one-time charges, not a problem moving forward. There's going to be an additional of $19, your current subscription, making it $318.
Okay. Can you do it from your end, or do I need to run the card?
Oh, no, we will be running the card after this call. Is that okay with you?
That's
we will
fine.
Be running the Visa card ending in 4970.
That's fine. Yes, ma'am. That's good.
Okay. And one more product, too, but this is something you can add on. Again, at any point, have you heard of Google Ads?
Yes, like the Google Guaranteed.
Okay. Yes, kind of, I would say the Google Guarantee, but the Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead program of Google, wherein you need to do the application that was asking you earlier if you were able to fill in the application form. You pay Google per lead. However, Google Ads work the same way, but it is a pay-per-click program. So you pay Google per click. These are actually, I would say, quite pricey, but definitely it's worth it as well because it does provide a really good return of your investment.
Mm-hmm.
I would say these are the ads that you're seeing mainly on both on the Google search results page and the map section. And it does carry the word ad on the left-hand side of it to show people it's an ad being run on Google. And the good thing about it, too, is regardless of your ranking, it goes all the way to the top of the page. So if you notice, you may have done some searches. Like, for example, you search for, I would say, plumbing services in Wilford. Let me see if there's an ad being run here so you could take a look. Let's see, plumbing, Wilford. Oh, nobody's running an ad. Okay. But, yes, it should show, like, some either – it would show the word sponsored or the word ad on the left-hand side of it, and it's in bold letters so people mm-hmm. would know that it's an ad. And, again, regardless of the ranking. So regardless, if, for example, you're in the first page, probably the 10th on the first page, regardless if you're on the 10th, it'll show up directly on the very top of the map and, of course, the search results page. That's the benefit
okay.
of running the ad. Plus, you can also specify in there up to, let's say, up to 4 descriptions with 90 characters each. So, for example, if you're running some promotions, it's ideal to be placed on the Google ad itself so people see what you're currently offering as of the moment, the highlights of your business. And regardless if they do click on the ad itself, they do get to see your brand, your tagline, what you offer, and everything else your ads and extensions showcases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now just to give you a heads up as well, in terms of the pricing, as per Google Ads, we do start it at a minimum of $300. It's a product that needs to start at least $300 to make sure it runs a full month. Sometimes $300 is not even enough. It has to run for at least, let's say, 2 to 3 months for you to really see the maximum potential of the Google Ads campaign.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask how this works. So if you're paying for Google Ads,
yes,
you would be on the very top of the page when customers type in, like, say, plumbers near Welford, South Carolina?
Yes, that's correct. The ad itself goes all the way to the very top of it, but please take note, it doesn't happen every time. So Google also generates it, like, it gives equal chances to all those that are running ads. So, for example, there's a lot of business that are actually running ads. So, for now, they are going to show, like, at least three at the very top of those businesses that those are on Google Ads. The next time that another another potential customer searches for the services, Google's going to show up three more, and that it's going to be a rotation for all businesses. Of course, to give equal chances at the same time, and again, it's depending on your budget, because who knows, maybe, you know, you're running Google Ads, but the budget has been fully consumed, then it's not going to show up anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm on Google right now, and I'm typing in plumbers near Spartanburg, South Carolina, and
mm-hmm.
I see Roto-Rooter at the very top. So does that mean that Roto-Rooter's paying for the Google Ads?
Hold on. What was that again? Plumbers near...
Yeah, plumbers near Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Spartanburg. Okay, let me take a look at that.
I'm just kind of trying.
Yeah, it's okay. No worries. But, okay. Do you see the word sponsored or ads on the left-hand side of it when you search for it? Does it have it? Sponsored or, like, the ads?
No. Uh-uh.
Mm. Well, they are not running any ads, if that's the case. Again, there is a note on the left-hand side of the business that says sponsored or ads for it to be, a Google Ads campaign.
I see what you're saying. I know what you're saying. If it says sponsored, so let me see. I'm going to type in.
Yeah, it does say. I'm seeing here for plumbers in Spartanburg. It says Upstate Home Maintenance Services. But this is an HVAC, though, HVAC contractor. Maybe it's an HVAC contractor currently offering plumbing services to. That's why it's showing. Hold on. Yeah.
I don't see anybody in my local
running?
Area.
Yeah. Mm. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to send you a screenshot of how it looks like. Is that okay with you?
Sure, that's fine.
Right now? Okay, I'm going to do the one instead. So, again, it'll show you sponsored. You're going to be seeing all these. Hold on. Okay. Give me one quick second. Can I send it to you via email?
That's
Is that
fine.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to be sending it to harrissampson90@gmail.com. Okay, with this, I'm going to put in here subject Google Ads, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I already sent it. It should be there in a minute or two.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you're going to see there at the very top it would say sponsored. those are the ads. And you was able to compare, because I also included the second one on the list, and then the third and the fourth.